You have those birds that poke holes in trees.
That's what?
The birds that hammer holes in trees.
Oh,
and
puckerwood? Yeah. Red-headed puckerwood?
You have the red-headed
sapsuckers? Sapsuckers.
Is that the red-headed?
And they're the yellow hammers.
Uh-huh.
No, they're all the sapsuckers. Growing up, of course, nowadays, well, it's the puckerwoods.
Do you have that little animal around here with the white stripes down his back?
Ground squirrel.
Yeah.
Or the chipmunk.
Are they the same?
Well, I don't know whether they're the same or not, but some people call these a chipmunk, and some call them a ground squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I always heard them called. Only new people come in or they're chipmunks.
Uh-huh. What kinds of squirrels do you have around here?
The fox squirrels, red squirrels, and in the bottom line, the gray squirrels.
Do these get very large?
The gray squirrels don't get larger than the fox, red squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Do you have that animal with the stripes on his back that smells so bad? Yeah, that's the fella.
Oh yes, we have them, and we have the civet cat too. The skunk and the civet cat, and lineback and black skunks, and speckled civet cat smaller, and the civet cat is smaller than the skunk.
Uh-huh. What do you call animals like this that just might get into your hen house and kill chickens?
Possums and skunks. Rats kill young chickens.
Uh-huh. Would you have any general term for this sort of thing? If something has killed one of your chickens and you don't know what it is, you say you want to get out there and get poison for the...
It's the steel traps.
Uh-huh.
Guess you find out what it is.
Uh-huh. Would that be a varmint or...?
Yeah, some kind of varmint.
I don't think I asked you about the little lizard with the spines on his neck, did I? Sharp
horns.
Horns
and
horned
and toads?
Uh-huh.
They're not a lizard, they're horned and toads.
Do you have those around here?
Oh yes, we have them. We have the mountain boomers, and we have the little brown lizard, and we have the... I guess you can call it a swamp lizard, or a dead wooden lizard. And we have the little old slick lizard that you see around up in the mow ground on the hill.
Mm-hmm. What's a mountain boomer?
That's a large lizard, long leg, long tails.
Any special color?
Well, they might say they'll change colors wherever they lay. If they're laying on a brown rock, they'll be brown. And if they're on a gray rock, or it's the whitest like, why, they'll turn lighter colored. And on green grass, they'll be greenish cast to them.
That's a nice trick.
And the stinging scorpion, that's that thing with the crooked tail turned up over the back, and you step on it and wrap around your little toe and sting you every time.
One of them hit me right on the arch of the foot when I had my shoe off. Oh boy, that burned.
It made you move, huh?
Oh my goodness, I moved. That thing burned for an hour.
And we have them them green yellow legged centipedes.
Mm-hmm.
We have them here. One of them, a corner down bad, and